This show is part of the Head Stuff Podcast Network.
Welcome back to The Happy Broadcast. I'm your host, Amy O'Dwyer. Let's get your week off to the right start and help you focus on the positive things happening in our world. If you love what we do here at The Happy Broadcast and want to help us spread this positivity even further, then support The Happy Broadcast and sign up to become a member of Headstuff Plus on headstuffpodcasts.com, where you can get access to our all-new exclusive bonus content, like videos with Mauro Gatti, founder of The Happy Broadcast, and our exclusive bonus segment, Awesome Animal of the Week. UK to become the first country to ban the shark fin trade. The British government recently announced its plans to ban the shark fin trade, making the UK the first country to do so. They plan to prohibit all imports and exports of detached shark fins and any related products. The announcement was made in a release published by Lord Goldsmith, Animal Welfare Minister from the Department of Environment, Food and Rural Affairs. In the release, he said, "Shark finning is indescribably cruel and causes thousands of sharks to die terrible deaths. The practice is rightly banned in UK waters, but the trade continues with serious implications for the future of these magnificent creatures. Our action will not only help boost shark numbers, but it'll send a clear message that we do not support an industry that is forcing many species to the brink of extinction." Shark finning was initially banned in the UK in 2013, however, it still allowed up to 25 kg of shark fins to be imported for personal consumption. This new ban will stop such imports from continuing. Maintaining the shark population is becoming increasingly important, as over 143 species of shark are listed as under threat by the International Union for Conservation of Nature. Shark conservationist James Glancy welcomed the new measures, saying sharks have been around for millions of years and play a crucial role for the health of our oceans, yet as a consequence of human activity, many shark species are critically endangered and face extinction in some regions. Let's hope more countries follow in the UK's footsteps. Indigenous resistance prevents heavy pollution by resisting 21 fossil fuel projects. An Indigenous-led resistance has prevented heavy pollution to the equivalent of 400 coal-fired power plants by preventing or delaying 21 fossil fuel projects across the US and Canada. That is equal to around 25% of US and Canada's annual emissions, according to a report by the Indigenous Environmental Network, or IEN, and Oil Change International. This is despite a high number of attacks against Indigenous activists. In their battle against fossil fuel use, many face jail time and heavy fines. An organiser for the IEN, Dallas Goldtooth, said, "Indigenous peoples are providing a roadmap for our allies and supporters to adopt as a way to address the climate crisis. The ultimate hope of the report was to show folks that we are winning and we can win," Goldtooth went on to say. "And these struggles are connected and onto themselves are an ecosystem that is paving the way for a better world." New cat treats may change the future of the pet food industry. Pet food company, Because Animals, is aiming to change the future of the pet food industry through the creations of its new product, Cultured Mouse Treats for Cats. These new treats, due to hit the shelves next year, are made of lab-grown mouse meat. No mice are harmed in the production of the product. Cells are painlessly harvested from a mouse and placed in a bioreactor. The cells are fed various nutrients, which allows the cells to grow. Because Animals hopes to reduce the environmental effects of animal agriculture, which is directly attributed to the foods Americans feed their cats and dogs, said Shannon Falconer, co-founder of Because Animals. Most dogs and cat food is made of melted down animal parts that are not safe for human consumption. In making cultured meat, we really saw this as an opportunity to create the type of meat that's most ancestrally or evolutionarily appropriate for our pets. While working for Stanford, Falconer decided to dedicate her scientific training to take the animals out of the supply chain, leading her to found Because Animals in 2016, along with her business partner, Joshua Arrett. It'll be interesting to see the future of these new pet treats next year. And that's your positive news update. Our awesome person of the week this week is Maya Katala. In 2018, Katala wrote an educational program called Sewing Together. And Sewing Together aims to teach women who are unable to afford education in East Africa a new skill in the designing, sewing and business of fashion to allow them to become economically empowered. Even with the difficulties of the COVID pandemic, in 2020, she was able to set up a temporary training centre for women in Niali, Mombasa. In January of this year, she opened a permanent centre in Bamburi, the Ikotala School for Women. And this month, Sewing Together joined Heart Kenya. What an incredible initiative. This show is part of the Headstuff Podcast Network, a hub for the creative and the curious. And if you become a member of Headstuff Plus, you'll not only be supporting the Happy Broadcast, but you'll get access to exclusive and bonus material, not only from this show, but also from every show on the network. There are plenty of other great shows on our network that we think you might like. And in fact, have a listen to Sissy That Pod, hosted by James O'Hagan and Keane Sullivan, the unofficial RuPaul's Drag Race recap podcast, keeping you up to date with the most recent episodes.
Come on, Sissy That Pod, let's get sickening!
Are you a fan of the Emmy Award-winning show RuPaul's Drag Race?
Do you think about Roxy Andrews at the bus stop?
And do you belong in Party City?
Well, Sissy That Pod is the podcast for you. Join me, James, and my co-host, Keane.
Is there something on my face?
As we chat weekly about the runway realness, sickening shade, and backstage buffoonery.
That's right, whether it's new episodes of Drag Race US, UK, or All Stars, Sissy That Pod will spill the tea with a new episode for you within 24 hours.
So make good choices and subscribe to Sissy That Pod from the Headstuff Podcast Network, and we'll leave you gagging on our eleganza.
Now, let the music play!
Did you know certain spices can decrease your anxiety? According to several studies, curcumin has proven to have a positive effect on anxiety. Curcumin is an active ingredient in turmeric and is known to decrease anxiety and change the corresponding brain chemistry, which protects the hippocampus, the centre of emotion in the brain. A cousin of ginger, turmeric has a long history of use in herbal remedies, particularly in China, India and Indonesia. Unfortunately, curcumin is not easily absorbed within the body. However, simply adding black pepper to the turmeric can increase curcumin absorption by an incredible 2,000%. Why pepper? Black pepper contains piperine, which makes it easier for the curcumin to pass into your bloodstream and makes it much more bioavailable to the brain and body. So, the next time you're feeling anxious, spice up your life with some turmeric and a pinch of black pepper and feel your worries ease. Thanks for listening. And we hope you enjoyed your weekly dose of positivity. Don't forget to hit subscribe so you never miss an episode and tell your friends and family to help spread the good news. This show is part of the Headstuff Podcast Network. If you'd like to support the show and get lots of exclusive bonus content, then go to headstuffpodcasts.com. The Happy Broadcast is on Instagram and at thehappybroadcast.com. Before I go, this is your weekly reminder to breathe. Breathe in for 2, 3, 4. Hold. 2, 3, 4. And out. 2, 3, 4. Join us next time for more anxiety-free news. This show is part of the Headstuff Podcast Network, a hub for the creative and the curious. Shows are produced in association with Headstuff and the Podcast Studios Dublin. Find out more or become a member at headstuffpodcasts.com.